President Joe Biden has been in office for 100 days, and in his speech to a joint session of Congress last night, he cataloged his achievements.
After 100 days of rescue and renewal, America is ready for a takeoff, in my view. We're working again, dreaming again, discovering again, and leading the world again.
He also outlined his American Families Plan, which includes free preschool, community college, subsidized childcare, and paid family leave. But Biden's progressive wish list could cost trillions, and Republican lawmakers oppose it. So let's spend some time now with NPR White House correspondent Ayesha Roscoe. Hi, Ayesha.
Hello.
And the speech last night came ahead of today's milestone, the 100th day in office. And he used the occasion to argue for things like universal pre-K and free two-year community college, as we said. Let's listen to a little of that.
Research shows when a young child goes to school, not daycare, they're far more likely to graduate from high school and go to college or something after high school. When you add 2 years of free community college on top of that, you begin to change the dynamic.
So we know this is just one part of the president's American Families Plan. Just first of all, tick off what else is in it.
There's direct aid for child care. The administration wants to make sure low and middle income families spend at most 7% of their income on child care. There's paid leave that would eventually lead to 12 weeks of paid leave to care for a new child or family member. And there are tax cuts for low and middle income families, lower health insurance costs, and a lot more. That's just some of the highlights.
Yeah. And this, of course, you know, you combine this with Biden's infrastructure bill. We're talking trillions here. Did he talk about or tell us more about what he said about paying for it?
He says he would pay for it by taxing the rich and corporations. The way the White House is pushing this is saying that this is really making the rich and corporations pay their fair share. The White House says these programs will be fully paid for over 15 years. The top tax bracket will go back to what it was before the Trump tax cuts, and millionaires would have to pay the same rate in taxes on their capital gains. So things like selling stocks, that would be taxed at the same rate as wages. And then they would also, the White House says that they believe by beefing up IRS enforcement, they can get about $700 billion in taxes from wealthy people who are evading paying those taxes.
Well, look, I mean, we're used to when the president of one party makes these traditional speeches, usually that party is jumping to its feet a lot and members of the other party are not. You know, last night we saw, you know, the Republican Senator Ted Cruz sleeping, it seemed, at one point. What did President Trump, did he make attempt, President Trump didn't make any attempts to reach across the aisle. How would you characterize President Biden's message to Republicans?
Well, you know, his message was he seemed to go out of his way to not antagonize Republicans personally. Now, obviously, his proposals they didn't agree with, but he didn't try to necessarily go after them or insult them. He even complimented Mitch McConnell at one point, you know, for naming a bill after Biden's deceased son, Beau. And he even complimented Republicans for said he welcomed their proposal. Senate Republicans have a counter proposal to Biden's infrastructure plan that is $568 billion, much smaller and focused on traditional infrastructure, roads, bridges, broadband, things like that. He welcomed that. He said he's ready to talk. He wants to negotiate. Part of that is because not only does he need to reach out to Republicans, he needs to reach out to moderate Democrats because he needs to make sure that he's showing that he's trying to negotiate because as it stands, he's not going to have the votes for this just as it is.
Yeah. Well, we want to note the president also spoke about George Floyd and a conversation that he had with George Floyd's little daughter. Let's listen.
She looked at me, she said, "My daddy changed the world." Well, after the conviction of George Floyd's murderer, we can see how right she was if we have the courage to act as a Congress.
And he went on to urge Congress to pass a series of civil rights bills. Do they have a chance?
It's going to be difficult. He called for the passage of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, which would ban chokeholds, so-called qualified immunity for law enforcement, and, you know, other, you know, ban certain no-knock warrants. But this has a lot of pushback in Congress. Biden said he wanted it passed by the anniversary of when George Floyd died, which would be, I believe, around next month. But there are negotiations going on. This is going to be tough because there's a lot of pushback and questions about what you can really pass in Congress on these issues with broad support or with enough support to get it done. And there's a lot of other things on Congress's plate right now.
That's right. NPR White House correspondent Aisha Roscoe, thank you.
Thank you.